Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You got sucked in by the Costco dude.
Dude.
That's awesome. They totally, for my money, and maybe it's just because what I notice and what I don't, my Costco just totally blew by Halloween.
And Thanksgiving. No, Halloween and Thanksgiving, right out the door, already into Christmas decor. Well, that rhymed.
And I know that, here's the thing, Thanksgiving is important. It is. And yeah. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving may be my favorite out of all of it. In the Holy Trinity of Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Thanksgiving may be my favorite out of the three.
But it totally gets underplayed because there's not, like, people have fall. If you ask people what decorating is, they say fall decorating. They don't say Thanksgiving decorating.
And it's not a process. You know, the Thanksgiving decorating is you decorate the table. And maybe, you know, and maybe there's some sort of thing that goes out on the, you know, like your grandma puts something out on the coffee table, you know, or whatever. But it's not like, yeah, it's not like the full home transformation that you get. You know, it's not the full neighborhood transformation that you get with Halloween and Christmas. So, okay, what'd you buy?
We ended up buying some candy cane, like, you know, those like little things, the solar lights with the candy cane shapes. We bought them for our driveway. That was not exactly what I wanted to buy. I wanted to buy the 4-man snowman set. I wanted to buy the three reindeer family reindeer set. Wanted to get that one. Wanted to get the giant Christmas pole that sits in the front, like the North Pole pole.
Did you get one of those?
I was strong, Chet. I was so strong.
No, that's like, weak. No, it's weak.
I don't need to be buying Christmas decor. My brain is in a completely different mindset in September, October than it is in November prepping for December.
By 10:01, I want you in your car heading back to that Costco. You get that stuff, Kayla. You get it.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, you know how much you hate liars?
Yeah.
That's how much I hate thieves. I really hate thieves. And there's so many stories about people just, you know, just take what they want, whatever these
it's
days.
It's so annoying. Yeah.
And Philadelphia's been in the news a lot. Well, somebody finally, that rubber band is snapping back a little in Philadelphia. Somebody stole a shop back. Shop vac. Sorry. It's Monday. Give me a minute. Somebody in Philadelphia stole a shop vac from the bed of a pickup truck last Thursday. The real story is what's inside of that shop vac. And this is what you deserve for stealing something. That man's trying to do his job. And the truck that it was in happens to belong to a guy named Don Shump, who owns a pest control business called the Philadelphia Bee Company. Can you see the punchline of this story coming?
No.
He had just removed a hornet's nest from somebody's property, and that shop vac was used to suck up a bunch of hornets. And, you know, not for nothing, he posted about it on Facebook saying, to the poor soul who lifted the shop vac out of the back of my truck, just want to give you a heads up. He said,
oh, my God. Dude, seriously? And then you know what you can do is, like, in 2 or 3 days, you're going to see a report. Man is, you know, submitted to hospital with extreme hornet attack or whatever. Like, that's what you're going to see.
Swell up like a balloon. As you might imagine, the hornet expert says that they're probably a little extra angry after being moved around. Oh, yeah. And it also was not just a normal hornet's nest. It happened to have a ton of queens in it. No word on who stole that shop vac or if they've opened it yet. But as Kayla mentioned a moment ago, sure, I would imagine you could just check the hospitals here.
Karma's a bee. Yeah,
I do. No pun intended. Karma's a bee.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by the most trusted jeweler in Las Vegas, Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Kayla, shall this, okay, we believe that this has all the ingredients. It has it. Well, no, we don't believe. It's fact. It has all the ingredients to be the greatest good feeling story of the day ever.
Dogs, kids, money, a great, right? A dog.
Lemonade.
Oh. A dog in Orlando got hit by a motorcycle. That's not the good part. Got hit by a motorcycle this month and needed surgery. So kids in the neighborhood opened up a lemonade stand and raised $400 to help cover the vet bills.
That's really awesome.
Dude, are you serious? Little kids. How's
the guy on the motorcycle, too? That's so awful.
Yeah.
That's just awful. And I don't know why I envision this dog being a golden retriever. I have no idea if it is or not, but just in my head, it is. 21-year-old in Maryland named Lawrence Sapp has autism. Now, I think sometimes we make it too easy for people. You know what I mean? But in this case, You know what I'm saying? Like, we so many times, well, I can't do it. It's too hard. Oh, well, let us make it easier for you. This is not that. This is different. Lawrence was trying to get his driver's license, and he couldn't because he couldn't pass the written exam. He knew the answers. He just had trouble with the wording. He tried. And this is the other part that's important for me. He tried 20 freaking times. 20. Oh. Okay? So it's not like his mommy went, okay, we need it. No, he tried. He knew it just needed a little bit of help. So his mom did call the Americans with Disabilities Act people. We'll need to edit this. But his mom said, hey, we've got this Americans with Disabilities Act thing working here. So, hey, DMV. Help us out here a little bit. Tweak the test, and make it a little more like the practice exam, because apparently Lawrence is good with that. And they were like, yeah, we could do that. When Lawrence took the test again on the 21st-ish time, perfect score.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that a lump in my throat? Yeah, I think so. Wow, so good. Good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can tell you when we are there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So, how many people asked you over the weekend, Kayla, if you had gone to the Sphere yet?
Oh my God, at least a dozen.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, stop rubbing it in. No is the answer. The answer is no, because we're not.
We didn't have the privilege.
Yeah. Would I have liked to? Sure.
It looked so cool, dude. It really did. It was so trippy when they did. It was so lit up with like a daytime scene. That was the one that was over my timeline the most. It was like a daytime lit up scene. It looked like you were outside. It was crazy.
Truly beyond anything that I thought.
Yeah.
Even when they did that first demo, and it was like, wow. And then the stuff that was coming out of there, what was that, Friday? It was the first one that was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Just truly amazing. Way to go, Las Vegas. We're really freaking cool. we're the only ones that got one of those things. Your boyfriend, I thought this was genius. Is there a way? Well, is it worth it to do a one-off show? With all of that technology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the whole thing. He's like, is it just going to be residencies or is it going to be one-offs? Just because the production aspect of it alone is so much to maintain. It's like, is it worth it? And I was like, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, because it would take you a week to set up for just like one show.
You know what I'm looking forward to is the first time that they do have somebody. Like, we've all heard the rumors about a Harry Styles residency. I feel like that's a pretty big rumor out there. And it would be so trippy if that actually happened and they just did, like, Harry's head. Like, they showed him on the stage or whatever. And they just did that entire screen of just, like, the camera angle. I'm like, that would be so freaky. But, like, cool, unique and cool and freaky all at the same time. Because rarely do you see that as like a stage performer. Rarely do you see, like, you can't even see yourself like doming over people as you're on the stage.
Is he enough for that? 17,000 every night? That's the other thing that blew me away, is that thing is 17,000 people.
Yeah.
In there. Is that, yeah, he could.
He could.
He could. I'd rather see Ed Sheeran.
The Ed Sheeran would be very cool. That would he would do the exact same thing. I feel like he and Harry would both do really, really well in that venue.
It's wild, like in being like being a performer, just being a performer isn't enough.
Now. Yeah.
I really start to wonder, because even I think it was my wife that asked me, somebody asked me, well, why you two? And I was like, well, you know, pretty iconic band.
Yeah.
You know, one of those bands is iconic, but also they've got that creativity. They're okay in that space, in that creative space. That I think that it all worked out. But I don't know that everybody can measure up in there. Going to be interesting.
It's going to be really cool. What do you think of like
I can't wait till somebody bombs in there. You know what I mean? I can't wait till somebody like it, where it's like, I don't want them to, but I can't wait till somebody does, till they go, you know, it just didn't work for this venue. It just didn't. Huh.
What do you think of like doing a ballet or something along those lines on that stage and having that huge backdrop? I thought that would be the coolest thing ever, to have like a performance art piece like that versus like a musician art piece. I'm like, can you imagine having a full on orchestra ballet kind of scenario in there? That would be so cool.
Yeah, I think so. Wow. Mm. The possibilities truly are endless. Oh, my goodness. All right, listen. We told you, I don't know if you heard this over the weekend, but we're going to start this thing now. So Pink is going to be at Allegiant Stadium. Couldn't play the Sphere. Boy, and we're just filthy, disgusting rich with amazing venues in this town. It's so good. But the... So Pink is going to play Allegiant Stadium on Saturday. We have front row tickets. Here's how we decided to give them away. We're going to play each morning this week. We're going to play a Pink song at 7, play another one at 9. There'll be 10 total, you know, Monday through Friday, 5 days, 2 songs a day, 10 songs total. Friday morning, shortly after 9 a.m., I don't know what the rules say, 9:30? Are we talking about 9:30 maybe?
Oh, I thought it was 9, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, whatever. Great. Doesn't matter. We'll, shortly after 9 on Friday, we're going to ask you to be caller number 25 and give us all 10 songs that we play in order. Okay?
Okay.
Simple enough. You just got to show up every once in a while and pay attention. We'll help you through these first couple of days, and then after that, you're on your own. So, song number 1, if you're ready, from Pink, is So What? So What is song number 1. Write it down, and then we'll see you back here again at 9 o'clock.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
I thought it was interesting how everybody exploded about Taylor Swift being... We knew she was going to the game. They said so on Friday, or Thursday even, I think, that she was going to the game. And man, and so I did a post this morning about my timeline's not flooded with Taylor Swift, it's flooded with people, you know, hating on Taylor Swift or hating the coverage of Taylor Swift. And then, just to prove my point, there's 25 comments about the coverage of Taylor Smith. And it's like, what are y'all doing? Jeez. Like, literally, what are y'all doing? The part that I appreciated about this the most is anybody who works, if you work at T-Mobile or at Allegiant or at, you know, or at Michelob Ultra Arena or any, you know, anywhere, and you've got to go through security, sometimes it can be a little frustrating, you know, just because you got to get all the stuff out of your pockets and, you know, and all that. And it's just, I know some people get, I know it's part of the gig, so I don't worry about it, but it made me giggle to no end that Taylor had to put her coat through the X-ray machine last night and that Ryan Reynolds had to empty out his pockets into the same bowl that you or I have to have it. And I realize it's people, but if I'm them, there's a part of me that doesn't expect to have to put my coat through the x-ray thing and to put my wallet in the bowl.
That's so true. Very funny.
I just thought it was fun. And then back to this Pink song, the So What, where she's talking about everybody getting into a fight. Kayla, did your friend get in a bar fight?
She did get in a bar fight. And like, I'm hearing this third party from other people, and we haven't spoken yet, and I really want to talk to her about it. But she did, and you know how I feel about fighting. I don't like it. I feel like public fighting is stupid and pointless, and a lot of times it doesn't like actually solve anything. It just causes more tension and everything like that in a situation. So I want to talk to her about it and be like, listen, if you were defending yourself, I get it. I 100%, like, if someone swung on you, you're just defending yourself, I get it. However, if you were just fighting because you guys were verbally not agreeing on stuff and you're like swinging on people, that's just not a good look for you in the come up of like your career and stuff. Do you want to be known as the girl who fights people at bars? Like, I would just recommend not doing that, because you, like, if you go to get promoted later on, and some people don't trust you because they don't know if you're going to fly off the handle at any time and fight.
Or if you have the company name in your social media profile.
Yes.
That's a bad look. That's a bad look on other people. Yeah, it's way different. It's different. That social media has made that different now, too. If you go viral, you know, especially because, you know, who doesn't love a good girl fight? Don't at me. No. Don't you at me. Because, you know, when you see those videos, you don't scroll by those videos. You watch those videos. Mostly because you're hoping somebody's top will come off. And don't at me. You know it, Kayla, you know it's true.
I mean, that's not why I watch them, but okay.
Well, not because of the top coming off, but because of the girl fight thing. Yeah, you watch that.
I get so cringy when it comes to girl fights. Like, unless it's like an MMA thing or a boxing thing or anything like that, where it's like a sanctioned fight. Like, okay. I'll watch that stuff. Kayla. But the girl fights on the street?
Yeah.
No.
We all know we're talking. We all know there's a large difference between somebody in an octagon and somebody on Fremont Street. We all know there's a big difference there.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
First voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're talking. I went to a charity event over the weekend, and my poor wife, she had a migraine. Literally, we're not just kidding. She really just did. She didn't feel so good. She gutted it out. We stayed long enough. We should have done your exit strategy.
Ghosting?
No, we're good at that. We're all right with that. But we were with really good friends, so we couldn't really ghost. We just had to come clean and go, she doesn't feel well, and it's a bit of a hike.
Can we just leave again?
Yeah, we didn't just leave. We actually just said goodbye. No, you with your snow cone trick.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't recommend sitting in a snow cone the way I exited this weekend.
I'm sorry, what now?
I wouldn't recommend sitting in a snow cone. it was not fun. The drive home was very wet, so that was fun. I went to a kid's birthday party. It was a 3-year-old birthday party this weekend, and I sat in. Some kid had placed it on the chair that I was sitting in, and I stood up to grab something across the table. And in the 2 seconds that I had stood up and pushed the chair back, leaned across the table, grabbed what I needed, and then sat back down, one of the kids had put their snow cone with just a little bit of juice left in the bottom of that cup, just sitting there on the chair. And
you sure you didn't get pranked?
No, I was there. There was 1,000 kids and 2,000 snow cones everywhere. So it was definitely an accident. And I was like, okay, that's my cue to leave. I got to go. My husband needs to get picked up from the UNLV game anyway. This is the time for me to leave.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of which, Rebels, what, 3-4-1?
4-1?
Yeah.
Go Rebels!
Wow, spanked Hawaii. That was something. And not for nothing, as long as we're sliding into sports really quick. Aces games 1, 2, and possible game 5 of the WNBA finals sold out.
That's awesome.
Game one is not until this coming Sunday. So the better part of sold out a week in advance. Everything sold. That's the other thing I'm getting this morning. Is it really sold out? Yes. Can you give me tickets? No.
No, because it's sold out.
No.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my goodness. They're just telling us the story. My wife, after 2 years of using, let's do this for the 177 second survey. Let's bring this whole thing in. Hello, Kat from the East Side.
Hi.
Hey, how about this right now? If somebody on social media posts my dog died, what do? Do you just leave a comment with condolences, or is it proper to like it or love it? No. No.
No,
you do the care. You do the care, the hug
emoji.
You do
the care emoji.
That's the one you do.
Or the sad emoji.
Yeah.
Right. Then there's the comment, I won't mention my friend's name. I don't know why I'm protecting them, but okay. My wife, after 2 years of using it on Facebook, finally found out that LOL was laugh out loud. She honestly, for a long time, thought it meant lots of love. And would use it when someone posted about their dog dying or their mom's cancer or whatever. She was mortified and left Facebook for 3 years. And this also explains our sudden drop-off in Christmas cards that we received. Oh, my. That's fantastic.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, Kat, how do we feel about, even if you don't watch it, I think we all have an opinion. How do we feel about this Golden Bachelor show? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down, absolutely.
I was so in on this at first. Like, I was like, the idea that they're literally going on there definitely to find love. It's not I'm promoting a product or my business. I thought they were genuinely going for love. And then I saw the promo of the very first episode that aired.
Yep.
And it's this woman getting out and she's pretending to be like a super granny, like with a walker. And then she flings the costume off and flings the walker away and is like, look at me, in her like short mini dress. And I'm like, no, I'm out now.
How about the one with the heels that goes, yeah, look at these heels. I can definitely handle 6 inches. Stop it.
What are we doing?
Okay, good. We're all on the same page. Speaking of questions between significant others. If somebody says anytime after 10:30, what does that mean, Kat?
What does that mean? It's a booty
like
call.
Okay. So if they go, all right, here's the problem. They wanted a relationship rehab. My wife asked me to book a doctor's appointment for our son anytime after 10:30. So I booked the appointment for 10:30. After booking the appointment, she informed me that 10:30 is not after 10:30. She meant that she had a meeting until 10:30, so book it after that. So then why not say 11 a.m.? She's not speaking to him. What does... Anytime after 10:30 is 10:30, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, because it would be after 10:30. 10:30 is 10:30.
Okay, but so...
like 10:45, so maybe? That's still after 10:30. No?
Yeah.
There's a reasonable expectation of a window. So if you say up until 10:30, you could assume that you need 15 minutes.
Anytime after 10:30. That was what was said. Don't change it.
But think about how many times that we get emails from people that say, hey, I'd love to do this. Can I meet with you? What times do you have? And we're like, anytime after, 10:30 or whatever it is.
Yes.
They never book it at 10:30. It's always at like 10:45 or 11 o'clock.
But would that be okay?
No. I say no. I would be so mad if someone booked, if my husband booked me at 10:30 after I said anytime after 10:30, I'd be like, well, I need time to get there. Like, what's happening?
Okay. Then how much? So 10:35? No.
No.
10:40.
Yeah, maybe 10:45. Like, if it's anything after 10:30, I would say, well, me personally, I would be if I know I have a meeting at 10:30, I would say anything after 11 or 11:30, just so I can give myself time as well.
That's the, and by the way, that's on her for going, right. I have a meeting until 10, for not saying, yeah. I have a meeting until 10:30, so anytime after that, well, let's say 11. You know what I mean? That she's got to communicate better. This isn't on him. He's in trouble, but this isn't on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. Have fun at Doja Cat. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Is it bad that I pulled out the relationship rehab that I think there's no answer for? It really is. This is real. Well, no, some people are going to be very passionate about this. I think this all just, it's all going to come down to how you feel about certain things.
Okay.
We'll tell you the story in a second. Relationship rehab. Hey, welcome back, Clark County Credit Union. Open a bonus checking account at Clark County Credit Union. Earn 5.12% interest. Yep, that's what it says. 5.12% interest. Go to openccu.com to find out more. That's great, the Clark County. And by the way, thank you. We love and appreciate you for listening. And yeah. We love and appreciate Clark County Credit Union for coming back to us for relationship rehab. Because that's just, I think they got squeezed out for a minute. And they're like, yeah, when the spot opens back up, we'd like to have it.
Let's do it.
It's pretty great. So, all right. To me, there's no real answer for this. But I'm sure others will feel differently. My friend had a garage sale this past weekend. We stopped by to support. They were unloading a bunch of baby stuff since her two-year-old outgrew a lot of it. Clothes, jumpers, baby blankets. Capitalized baby blankets. Actually, you know what? I'm forming an answer as I'm reading this. I'm picking sides. I didn't think I had a side. I got a side. When we were walking up, I saw a woman walking out with the baby blanket that I knitted for her daughter when she was born.
Oh.
I was heartbroken. I get the store-bought ones, the generic ones that were bought for her. This was handmade. And she's just sold it for a few bucks. It took me nearly a month to knit before she was born. I immediately asked, why would you sell something so meaningful? She refused to answer. The only thing she said after I asked again was, I don't know why you're attacking me.
Oh, no.
And went back inside their house. My husband says that I was being aggressive. Yeah. Which is possible. And I'm only giggling because I'm a little freaked out. Because
you're painting a picture in your head, right? Like you're painting the driveway with them standing there and she's talking down to her.
Oh.
She's sitting in her chair waiting for
awful.
People to come up. Yeah, like there's a picture painted now.
Awful. And it's early. You know, and it's kind of early still. So
sure.
your emotions are at the forefront a little. I don't think I'm wrong for asking a simple question. She is in the wrong for making the situation awkward and accusing me I always love accusing when people use the word accusing. Accusing me of being aggressive, because I immediately think of somebody in a wooden chair with a single spotlight over their head, you know, cigarettes, even though you don't smoke. You're in there, you know, and you're being questioned.
Sure.
You're being interrogated. Accusing sounds like interrogated. What do you guys think? Do I owe an apology? Well, you know, when I first read this, I went, boy, there's no right answer to this. I think there is. 702-364-9898. Is she in the wrong for selling the baby blanket? Is the friend in the wrong for selling the baby blanket? Is her name in here? Let's just call her Megan. Is Megan in the wrong for whatever she said? I'm looking for it. What did she say? I don't know what I asked her why she would sell something so meaningful. Okay.
But like even her husband was saying that she was like, then you were being aggressive.
Hold. Wait a moment. We'll all jump in.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is nice. Megan, if it is her real name, Relationship Rehab. Thank you to our friends at Clark County Credit Union. Open a bonus checking account at Clark County Credit Union. Get 5.12% interest. Visit OpenCCCU.com and find out more. Even more. Ah, the old classic miscommunication, I think.
Yeah.
The old classic miscommunication. Megan's friend, Megan may not be her real name. I just made it up. Garage sale this past weekend. They stopped by to support. They were unloading a bunch of baby stuff, including the blanket that Megan knitted for her friend's daughter when she was born. Took Megan a whole month to knit that blanket. Yeah. She was heartbroken. And I think that's the key right there. Megan is heartbroken. Megan immediately asked why she would sell something so meaningful. Her friend refused to answer. The only thing she said after Megan asked again was, I don't know why you're attacking me, and went back in their house.
I do love the idea that you stormed off into the house. Like you were in the garage sale mode out in the driveway, and then you were like, peace, I'm upset now.
That also tells me a little something else. Me a little something else that I may throw into this here in a second. Megan's husband says that Megan was being aggressive, needed to apologize. Maria, does Megan need to apologize?
I mean, I feel like, so here's the thing. When you make something, there's a personal, you know, quality to that item. And I totally get, I understand why she's upset. But when you give something to someone, it's now theirs to do with whatever they choose. So maybe they weren't the best of friends, or maybe she thought they were and she knitted something for her. I don't know. I just feel like if the person receiving the gift holds high value, then she wouldn't have gifted it. And who knows? Maybe she's done having kids and like, what is she going to do with this blanket? And maybe someone else can use it. I don't know. I feel like when you give something to someone, you have to take your emotional piece out of it, because now it's theirs to do with whatever. You know what I mean? Maria, like, it would be different if her grandmother made it and she passed away, or like, but it's just a friend. And if it's not that close of a friend, then, you know, it's her item now.
Maria and I have locked arms and are skipping down the sidewalk together because this is totally. And Megan's wish, I think, was that when she was taking a month to knit this blanket with love, that the child, when they got married one day, when they needed something old, well, let's take a swatch of is that what you call it? A piece. Let's take a little bit of the blanket that Auntie Megan knitted for me as I was born, as I was being brought into this world, and that's what Megan wanted that. Here's the other thing, so too. Go ahead.
Maybe Megan thinks that they were closer than they are. And I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I've gotten rid of everything that everyone ever gave me because my kid's now 12, you know, and if someone can use it, the only thing I kept was what he came in home in the hospital, his little bracelet and his little onesie and stuff like that. But other than that, like, gifts and all the things have, you know, they got the boot. Sorry, like I need space and
yeah, but any of that stuff that got the boot, hand knitted?
I mean, yes, actually, some pieces were, but again, like they weren't my bestest friend from fourth grade or my great grandmother
that was passed down
from, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't anything that was meaningful to me. Maybe for that person it was, but again, like when you do and make something for someone, that's you're giving something to someone, and at that point, it's
that's your heart. That's your heart. But you're right. Once it's theirs, it's theirs. Yes, Kayla.
Don't you think she should be a little bit like, I don't know, excited? The idea that you thought the thing that I needed was of such good quality that you wanted to sell it. You didn't even just throw it away. Nah, you didn't donate it. You were like, I'm going to sell this because it's worth something. To me, that's what the garage sale says. I'm selling this because it's worth so much more than just giving it away or throwing it away.
That's a hell of a spin.
Yeah, I got that.
It's not based in reality at all. But don't you agree? Again, Maria, since you and I are in lockstep, don't you agree? That's one hell of a spin, isn't it?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. But I just feel like it's hers. You know, it's her item now. She can do whatever. And if someone's feelings were hurt, then, you know, sorry. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like
how delusional and how delusional and how much cheap red lipstick are they wearing and how much, and you know, just, I'm just imagining the old lady that's like, she thought my blanket was so good that she sold it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Kayla, why are you stirring up your nieces?
I'm not. It's not intentional. I just, I felt like I wanted to, like, give a suggestion to my younger niece. Okay, I have a 13-year-old niece and a 16-year-old niece. So they're both just lovely at this time, this age right now. My 13-year-old niece, I was talking to her days ago, and she was saying that she had never seen the movie Matilda, and I was like, dude, you gotta go, like, just go watch Matilda, and I gave her, like, my logins to different platforms, like Netflix and Paramount. I don't know, it's on one of those, so I was like, go watch it. And so, a few days later, I ask her, like, hey, did you watch Matilda? And she's like, yeah, I didn't like it. I tried to watch it, but couldn't get through like 5 minutes. And that's when the 16-year-old niece steps in and says, you didn't even watch the movie. You literally opened it up and said, oh my God, this movie sounds so old. It's got a character called Miss Trunchbull. And so you didn't even watch the movie. And then my 13-year-old niece like storms off. And is like, and then I don't hear from her. And I'm like, what is happening? And then all of a sudden, the 16-year-old's on the phone. She's like, yeah, I guess she just like stormed off and is just saying, fine, I'm going to go watch it now. And I was like, but why would you call her out? She's like, no, she's been lying. She's doing this like little lie fib thing and I'm over it. So I have to call her out when she's lying about things. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so
awkward. She's you. She's you. The 16-year-old is you. And you were the 13-year-old, you just became, here's what's funny, because I always believed that you were the younger, cooler aunt, right?
I am. Well, I'm closer to my aunt, my nieces in age than I am my brother. So.
Hey, you should watch this movie that I liked when I was a little girl.
I don't even, so let's not make it sound like I'm like pitching these old movies, okay?
Your fingers have never got more crooked and bony because you're just old hag now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How this has not happened before, I will never know. Finally, somebody, specifically Southeast Technical University in Ireland, the first known university on the planet to offer a degree in social media influencing. Specifically, you can get your bachelor's in content creation and social media. This is smart, and I wish I'd have thought of it, because it'll include courses on business, video and audio editing, and creative writing.
I appreciate that they've put an actual name on it. That was just a marketing degree a while ago. Like,
right.
So this is, I'm right there with you, though. I appreciate that they've called it what it is. You will get a degree in social media influencing.
But it is, but it is an industry now. And the head of the, the head of the program or the head of the department at the university said graduates can use degree to work for themselves or secure a content creation job. The other day, I watched a documentary on Jake Paul. Don't ask. And but I was fascinated by that, by Jake and Logan and the rise and the fall and the insane amount of money that they made and how it all worked out and how they really took it seriously and took it as a job. And the reason why they went too far is basically because they were forced to go that far. They were a victim of their own success. And then it really changed my mindset on what that is as a business. So, okay. Well, so in to continue with the story, many people, as it says here, many people become influencers purely by accident. This degree could help with the business side of things. As someone who stars creating content at home or by themselves, they may not have any understanding of that whole part of the industry where there are contracts, there are agencies, there are businesses involved. Again, Logan and Jake Paul were talking about the first time that somebody asked them to include a product, and they were like, well, so what's your price for this? And I guess I want to say it was Logan and his dad were on the phone, and they just kind of looked at each other like, how much do we ask for? And so one of them just spit out, $5,000. And they were like, yeah, we could do that. And they were like, oh my God. So, all right. So here you go. Start bugging your parents about this. And bonus, you get to go to Ireland.
That's a pretty solid thing. I do wonder in this case if, like, the people teaching the classes, if they're not famous themselves from being social media influencers, like, if people are going to take it seriously. Like, what do you know? You only have 5,000 followers when I could learn this from Addison Rae, who's got 12 million followers.
Right, but she's not getting you a degree, but if they're smart, they bring in an Addison Rae to be a guest speaker or whatnot.
Fair enough. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, you're right, though. You got to get somebody who will lend some credibility. God, I wish I had a punchline for this. I don't. I'm freaking serious. Let's do this thing.
Real, funny, the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so you're looking at the picture right now. I see Kayla on your on your screen. Are you, first question first, are you jumping in on this underwear as outerwear craze?
No. I will say that some women pull it off. I just don't have the legs and or, you know, like hips to pull off this look. So no, it will never happen.
Miu Miu, the famous fashion brand. I know.
Huge brand.
They are now selling a pair of $5,600 silk, wool, and sequin drawers that you wear on the outside. Now, at first, and of course the story is $5,600 underwear from this high-end fashion brand. And it's like, why would you do that? Because nobody will even see it. But you wear them on the outside, so whatever. So it's like you're wearing Daisy Dukes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Duke.
So
like
the trend right now is a lot of sheer things. Sheer is very back in.
Right.
So by getting these, you could wear them. There are huge pitches. You could wear them different ways. Yes, you can wear them alone. You could also wear them to concerts. You could also wear them underneath a sheer dress. Mm-hmm. And that's their big pitch too. And I'm like, no, that's still not happening. I'm not wearing underwear with a sheer dress.
I'm also just going to say this too, is that that kind of thing, the sheer and the, it's a lot like when people started wearing spandex, you know, like you can, but that doesn't mean you should.
That does not mean you should. That is a great point, Jet.
That's just words of advice.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I refuse to participate any further in this joke. I'm not. It's all you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Kayla.
So you have heard of Murphy's Law?
Yes. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time.
Have you heard of Cole's Law?
Yes, it's delicious as a side dish.
It's pretty much cabbage and mayonnaise. That's
okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. no, really, we're leaving now. That's
let's go.
That's, no, yeah. That's yeah. We're that's done. Have a because it's just probably not going to get any worse than this. So, you know, no, I know you're proud of that one. I know
it was a pretty good one. I thought it was sure. A smile to your face. That's it's doing its job. So.
You know what? You're yes. I can't deny that. So everybody make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I refuse to participate any further in this joke. I'm not. It's all you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Kayla.
So you have heard of Murphy's Law?
Yes. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time.
Have you heard of Cole's Law?
Yes, it's delicious as a side dish.
Solid. It's pretty much cabbage and mayonnaise. That's
yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Good night, everybody. No, really, we're leaving now. That's
let's go.
That's, no, yeah. That's yeah, we're that's done. Have a because it's just probably not going to get any worse than this. So, you know, no, I know you're proud of that one. I know
it was a pretty good one. I thought it was sure. A smile to your face. That's it's doing its job. So.
You know what? You're yes. I can't deny that. So everybody make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I refuse to participate any further in this joke. I'm not. It's all you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Kayla.
So you have heard of Murphy's Law?
Yes. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time.
Have you heard of Cole's Law?
Yes, it's delicious as a side dish.
Solid. It's pretty much cabbage and mayonnaise. That's
yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Good night, everybody. No, really, we're leaving now. That's
let's go.
That's, no, yeah. That's, yeah, we're, that's done. Have a because it's just probably not going to get any worse than this. So, you know, no, I know you're proud of that one. I know
it was a pretty good one. I thought it was sure. A smile to your face. That's it's doing its job. So.
You know what? You're yes. I can't deny that. So everybody make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.